You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The organisation the Vatican has entrusted with taking care of the 12 Syrian refugees who came back to Rome with Pope Francis after his visit to the Greek island of Lesbos is the St. Egidio community. I spoke to St. Egidio's Cecilia Pani, who's in charge of the community's School of Italian Language for Migrants and is responsible for welcoming refugees and migrants who arrive in Rome. She was part of the team that travelled with the Pope to Greece and helped organise the unprecedented flight back. She says she believes the Pope's powerful gesture of legally allowing people who are fleeing conflict to enter the country speaks to an indifferent and even defiant world and puts forward a model that other EU nations can imitate.
I think the Pope wanted exactly this, wanted to provoke others to imitate him. And of course, there must be a way to let them come to Europe legally and stop these terrible journeys. So integration has different models. I think Italy has got quite a good model, also because people coming to Italy come from different countries. It's not only one monolingual or monocultural population. So it's a little bit easier. We must find legal ways. These are people who have all rights to they are fleeing from war and from terrible situations. So I think they also have the right not also to stay in Italy but also to in Europe but also to travel safely.
They have a humanitarian visa at the moment, right?
Yes, they have a humanitarian visa. They are going to apply for asylum. So I think they will be soon recognized as refugees.
I understand you were on the plane with these families coming back. Can you just tell me about that experience?
Well, I think unique experience. We really couldn't believe we were traveling with the Pope. He welcomed us coming into and out of the plane. He greeted us twice. And he wanted to speak especially of this fact of being with the family. And he said he was moved of what he saw in the camp. So it was really moving for us.
And what about the families when they got on the plane? Can you describe their reaction?
Two family hadn't fly till now, only one. And so the children were excited, very tired, but really excited. They were so happy. And then they enjoyed so much the meal, which was a special meal, lasagne and chocolate for the children. So, and they saw the Pope going around in the plane. It was also for them a unique experience.
Now, none of us knew this was going to happen, but Sant'Egidio obviously was helping to prepare. They are here in Rome. Can you give us any idea of what's going to happen to these families now? What are they doing? Where are they staying?
Well, they are temporarily hosted in a house where we usually have a center where family and young people are living. We hosted also another family came from Syria through Lebanon. And we wanted to let them stay for a while together because they were completely in a completely foreign environment. So after some days, when they understand where they are, where they start integrating, in some way they will move to apartments because the Vatican has asked us to help this integration. They have already registered in the School of Italian Language. They attended the first lesson and they're going on in the next days. So, of course, we hope that the youngest couple will find a job soon, but we never know. The children will go to school immediately because they have the right.
That was St. Egidio's Cecilia Pani, who is in charge of the community's School of Italian Language for Migrants and is responsible for welcoming refugees and migrants who arrive in Rome.